May 25th, 2020 is the day that Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd in the streets of Minneapolis, catalyzing a resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement and with it, a mainstream discourse on race, equity, inclusion, and the systemic injustices present in our country. In the wake of this inexplicable targeted violence and hatred, millions examined their own lives, institutional systems, and what this discourse could mean for the future of our nation. Many, myself and Takla included, attended protests and witnessed the congregation of individuals rallying around the call and message of Black Lives Matter, and an end to systemic racism and exclusionary institutional practices. Jorge Takla's experience of continuously witnessing political and social unrest has led him to create an oeuvre that reflects uprising and otherwise lost narratives. May 25th, 2020, was inspired by a single catalytic instance but reflects a larger movement of demanding equity and justice. Viewers can relate to the imagery and understand that it is a representation of his memory of the summer of 2020 and our collective memory of this time, and the unity we felt in an era of separation and isolation. Takla explores the boundaries of history and memory both formally and conceptually by creating a contemporary history painting and tangible representation of a single catalytic moment that takes on bodily presence, drawing inspiration from actual documentation and shared sentiment. Takla makes great use of this tactile quality of the oil and cold wax medium in his repeated etching and blurring of the figures he creates within the work. Up close, one can observe the very tangible qualities of the medium, seeing its texture continuously repeated throughout the work, creating an almost sewn, blurred, and dreamlike quality to the piece. This dreamlike and abstracted quality gives the essence of collective memory, as viewers can share in the memory of the summer and the energy and imagery of protesters in masks marching through the streets with fists in the air. In this way, photographs and reality become history and can be distorted and dictated by our memory. There is something so deeply personal and organic about the physical memory which the medium itself can hold, which transfers largely into the conceptual themes of a shared memory amongst larger groups, as these protests were the only large gatherings many people attended last summer.